Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm telling you that your dreams are not dead. They are just asleep. Tune in and learn how to wake them up so you can fulfill what God has called you to do. Girl, get your notebook and your pen. This is going to be brief but good. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Hey there, woman of God. I want to talk to you about dreams and to remind you that your dreams are not dead. They are just asleep. When I was thinking about this topic, I was reminded of the passage of scripture in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. I'm not going to read all of those verses, but let me just kind of summarize where I'm going with this. And it's when God took Ezekiel to this valley of dry bones, right? And he shows it to him. And the Lord asked him, can these bones live? And so Ezekiel says, Lord, you alone know. You know, and so the Lord told him, you prophesy to the bones and you tell them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And so he did this, but then there was no breath in them. There was no life. And so then the Lord told him to prophesy to the breath and say, come, breath from the four winds and breathe into the slain that they may live. And then he prophesied that. And then all of a sudden, the bones, they stood up and they became this vast army. So that's just a summary of what I wanted to share with you about your dreams. And so your dreams are not dead. They're just like these valley of dry bones. They are just asleep. And what the word of the Lord wants you to know today, woman of God, is you need to speak to those dreams and wake them up. You prophesy over them, you speak life into them, and they will wake up. You give them directions, you give them a commandment, and they will rise up. Just like the Lord showed Ezekiel, that is the same thing with your dreams. They are not dead. They are just asleep. And you have the power within you to wake them up so you can fulfill what God has called you to do. And the way you do this is that you write down those dreams. Write down everything that you wanted to do, everything that you were passionate about. Write them down. And when you write them down, you look at them and you prophesy over them. My God, somebody, you speak to them. You speak life into them, honey. You wake them up. Honey, they've been asleep far too long. Far too long. Wake them up so you can connect back to that passion and fulfill what God has called you to do. I know this is a short, brief word for you today, but honey, just know, trust and believe that those dreams, those visions God gave you, they are not dead. They have just been asleep. And you are the only one who have the power to wake them up, reconnect with them, speak life into them, called for the breath of life, honey, from the winds, from the north, south, east, and west, honey. You call that forth. You breathe into those dreams. And so you can fulfill what God has called you to do. I hope this blessed you. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye now. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.